Florian Martin takes a look at what 2018 might hold for the New Mexico and Texas energy markets.
Crude oil prices have been in the upper 50s to low 60s since it became clear that the international oil cartel OPEC would extend its production cuts. Adam Carson, senior economist at Chevron, expects the current price environment to continue through next year.
I like to frame it as a soft floor, soft ceiling for prices right now.
He says while the OPEC cuts push oil prices up, increased production in the U.S. is keeping them from rising much more. But while the economic foundations are good, Carson says the risks are political.
I would argue that politics is really the new economics. The thing I'm most worried about, probably from a global macro perspective, is the discussion about deglobalization and kind of anti-trade. This is key to not only the Houston economy, but the U.S. and global economy.
Other concerns for 2018 include China's economic reforms, Venezuela's debt crisis, and how Britain's exit from the European Union plays out. Regardless, the Greater Houston Partnership expects hiring in the energy industry to be flat in 2018. Covering business, Florian Martin, News 88.7.
Around the country, we've seen tensions escalate between elected officials and journalists. 4 years ago, the Santa Fe Reporter sued Governor Susana Martinez, saying her office violated the state's constitution when it shut out the paper for covering her administration's use of private email for public business. Last week, District Court Judge Sarah Singleton ruled the paper's free press rights were not violated, but the governor's staff did break New Mexico's open records law. Marissa DeMarco spoke with Julianne Grimm, the Santa Fe Reporter's editor and publisher, about the decision.
I feel like there's a vindication in that the court found that the governor's office violated the State Inspection of Public Records Act multiple times. The judge didn't find that the governor had violated it as many times as we believe she did. But the fact that the court agrees that there are many documents the governor should have provided that her office failed to provide and that her office broke the law, that's a major victory for open government in New Mexico. And not just for newspapers, but for everyone who is seeking information about what the government does in our name.
We talk about this as a free press issue, but at its core, we're also talking about whether elected officials have to answer questions about what they're up to and the business they do on the public's behalf. How do you think this ruling affects everyday people?
There are some really nuanced legal issues at play when it comes to the constitutional question. But really what the judge is saying is that it's okay for elected officials to choose who they will talk to and about what. And we still fundamentally disagree with that. That's why we brought the case, because we felt like it wasn't appropriate for a government official to discriminate about who they talk to.
What do you think it means overall that a district court judge has ruled that the governor violated transparency laws? And do you think this will affect Governor Susana Martinez's last year in office or whatever she might choose to do next?
I'm not sure that it will. The idea that the governor fought so hard when this newspaper alleged that her office had violated the law really seems to indicate where she stands on the law. So I'm not sure that this ruling will really change how Governor Martinez and her administration view the law. I think it's probably too early to know whether this will affect her reputation or affect the way that the office of the governor deals with information requests in the future.
One of the things that really struck me during the trial is that when people ask for public records, say emails, there's not a real way to ensure that those get sent along. It seemed like the records custodian testified that she just tells the person, like, hey, can you send me those emails about this? But there's no real guarantee that it happened. Does that stand out to you, too?
That's part of why we saw the establishment of an effective process, because we thought that would help really define what steps you need to take as a records custodian. It does not seem adequate to us that you just sort of send an email, hey, does anybody have any documents? We think that there should be a more defined, aggressive approach to that, but the judge didn't agree with that. You know, I think that that brings kind of a larger point up, which is that when the government tells you no, when they say we don't have what you're looking for, or we don't want to give you what you're looking for. The way that the laws are written in New Mexico, it's really on the requester to keep pursuing. It's on the requester to file court action. And we feel like it's a shame that enforcing this law requires businesses and individuals to undergo these lengthy and costly court battles.
How do you think this decision will affect the paper's relationship with the governor and her staff for the remainder of her term?
I'm not sure about that. But I think that this governor has issued some pretty clear marching orders to her cabinet level officials and to people within her own administration about what kind of messages she wants to go out and the very limited way in which they want government employees to be accessed by the media. That hasn't changed.
That was Marissa DeMarco reporting.